You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1622. Winter has its icy grip on much of the United States right now, so as promised, here are my winter wardrobe essentials list. Last week, I had my favorite blanketing tips, so I'll put a link to that episode in the show notes.
Recharge your training program with Equestrian Plus. Equestrian Plus brings together top riders, trainers, and professionals onto one video platform. Watch over 5,000 how-to training videos, clinic and event footage, exclusive training sessions, and more featuring top experts including five-time dressage Olympian Stefan Peters, five-time Olympic show jumper Ann Krasinski, Olympic eventer and silver medalist William Fox Pitt, and more. Join Equestrian Plus now and use promo code HRN15 for 15% off your first month. Visit EquestrianPlusPLUS.com to subscribe.
Well, here we go. Equine wardrobe essentials for winter. Regardless of whether your horse is a pampered pony that goes to Wellington in the winter or a rough and tumble cowboy pony who takes on whatever winter dishes out with gusto, there are certain items of clothing that every horse should own. And here they are. First and foremost, a cooler. Yes, a cooler. You may be surprised. It's a multitasking device. A cooler is the most versatile piece of clothing that you can have for your horse, in my opinion. It will keep him warm, cool him out when he's wet from a bath or working hard, or get him warmed up when he's chilly from standing out in the cold rain. Coolers are made of either wool or acrylic fleece, and they come in two styles, either square or fitted. The fitted style is quick and easy. You use it just like a sheet or a blanket by buckling the front straps and the surcingles underneath. Or the big square kind, which gives you more coverage when you really need it, but it takes a little bit of extra effort to use it when you're not around because you have to use a separate surcingle. You can use a cooler under a blanket or sheet to add warmth. You can throw it over your horse as he dries after a workout, or you can, when he's been standing out in the cold rain, you can put it on him to help him dry off without getting a chill. Don't confuse a cooler with an anti-sweat sheet, which is made of cotton. They do not do the same thing. You can get your cooler for between $35 and $70, but I would recommend getting the best cooler you can afford, just because the lower quality fleece does not wick moisture as well as the better stuff. Mine cost about $70 and it works pretty darn good. That's step one. Step two, what else should every horse have? A waterproof turnout. And again, a multitasker. I prefer a sheet because you can use it in a wide variety of temperatures by adding or subtracting layers. Note, I said waterproof. Not all turnouts are waterproof. Read labels carefully. And I like to have a spare if my horse has to wear a sheet a lot, because that way one can be drying while double dock bar is nice and warm and dry in the spare one. Also note that a turnout sheet offers zero warming effect. It's like wearing a raincoat over a t-shirt. So unless the rain is, the temperatures are pretty mild, you're going to want to put something underneath of that turnout sheet, thus the cooler. You can put that on to add a little bit of warmth. My turnout sheet costs between $50 and $125. So again, not a giant investment. Read labels carefully. Check for waterproof. Learn what denier means and how much you need of it, because horses can be tough on their turnouts. And the third and final item, that's right, he only needs three things every horse should have in their wardrobe, is a stable blanket or sheet. That's pretty self-explanatory. These work great as standalone items in the barn, or you can put them underneath of your turnout when they are turned outside. For milder climates and unclipped horses, a stable sheet does the trick. But if you live in the snow belt or your horse is body clipped, you may want to get a stable blanket instead. My stable sheet is going to cost me between $30 and $60. So there I have my essential wardrobe for between $100 and $250, depending upon how high a quality and how fancy jammies I want to get. And here's how it works. The weather is lovely and pleasant. Your horse doesn't need any clothes at all. Oh, you're going to have some rain, but it's not going to be very cold. You throw on the turnout sheet. oh, it's going to be rainy and pretty chilly, put on the cotton sheet underneath of the waterproof turnout. Ta-da! Oh, a little colder, add the cooler. So you have cotton sheet, fleece cooler, waterproof turnout. Three layers that are all multitaskers. Getting ready for a horse show. Horse needs to be clean. Give him his bath. He's staying in the barn overnight, even though he's frustrated by that. But you're keeping him in the barn because you want him to be clean. You can just throw on your cotton sheet. Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.